It's one thing if manufacturers make it hard to repair your phone. What about when you need to repair a ventilator in the middle of a public health emergency? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. In hospitals, ventilators, dialysis machines, and mechanical beds are more important than ever. Sometimes, of course, that equipment breaks down, and some manufacturers restrict access to repair information or require that equipment be fixed by authorized technicians, meaning that biomedical technicians working in hospitals can't just fix things themselves. This week, the DIY and repair site iFixit published a giant database of medical equipment repair manuals to help address that problem. Kyle Weens is CEO of iFixit and has been leading the project.
This is part of the broader trend in products where manufacturers have been locking down repairs. You know, Apple doesn't want you to fix your iPhone, and Medtronic doesn't want hospitals to fix their equipment. They would prefer them be on service contracts and pay very expensive rates. But the hospitals have highly qualified, highly trained biomedical technicians already on site that can do the work. But you have this trend toward more lockdown systems. Manufacturers have been taking freedom away from hospitals.
Is there any benefit to you at iFixit to do this, just out of curiosity? You're not charging hospitals for access to this?
We have no business model for this. This is maybe one of the stupidest business ideas I've ever had. We're not running advertising. We're paying for everything out of pocket. I took close to half of my team off of their normal work for the last couple months to do this. It has been an absolutely huge project, larger than I think any one manufacturer could have done. We have information on thousands of devices from hundreds of manufacturers all in one place. And the biomeds tell me that that's what they really need. They need a central, easy-to-search repository.
Not only are you not monetizing it, is there a chance that you will get in some kind of trouble or get sued over this? I mean, considering, like you said, these expensive service contracts that manufacturers would prefer to be selling?
There's a tension where the manufacturers don't want to share the service information because it will enable competition. And to that extent, we are enabling that competition. But I would hope that the manufacturers see this as a service that we are providing. We're better at hosting and sharing collaborative service information than a medical device manufacturer is. So let us do what we do well and let them focus on their work.
Do the manufacturers have a point? Like, they spend years of research and millions of dollars on these devices. Do they have a right to protect that intellectual property?
Well, we're not talking about just anyone fixing these devices. We're talking about biomedical technicians that are already doing this maintenance, that are already doing this work. And if you talk with the hospitals and you see what's happening day to day, it can be life or death whether they can fix a machine fast. If you have a ventilator go down, you don't have the option to mail it into a manufacturer for service. You have to fix that machine that day. This is really more about power dynamics and about trying to squeeze every last dime that they can out of the hospitals by pushing them into expensive service contracts when the hospitals really are perfectly capable of doing that work themselves.
The database went up earlier this week. How is demand so far?
We're seeing really good reaction from biomed technicians, not just in the U.S., around the world. I got a message today from a technician in Uganda that said, oh, thank you so much. This is going to be really helpful. So we're excited that this is going to be a resource that will be used for a long time to come.
Separate from medical equipment, I see people doing projects all the time of various types. I wonder what sort of traffic you've been seeing on the site since people started quarantining.
The traffic to self-repair guides on the internet is dramatically up during the quarantine. People are at home, they're bored, they're fixing things. All the things that have been around your house on the honey-do list, they are getting done. Our fastest growing repair right now is the Nintendo Switch. Nintendo's repair centers are shut down. There's a common problem with the left Joy-Con, the left joystick, where it starts to drift and it's very infuriating as you're playing games. And there's a really, really simple fix for it.
So Nintendo Switch, any other device repair manuals that are especially popular?
We're seeing laptops across the board. All of a sudden, every school child needs a computer. And that wasn't the case. I don't think 6 months ago we'd say, oh, you know, I need to get a laptop for my kid. Well, maybe that's a very lucky kid back then. Now it's an absolute necessity. Every kid needs a laptop. Doing school from home on a phone is not fun. And so we're seeing old laptops being pulled out of drawers. People are upgrading them with SSDs and RAM to make them a little bit faster. And that's great.
Kyle Weens is the CEO of the repair site iFixit. Also this week, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group delivered a letter to Congress signed by more than 300 hospital repair technicians asking for all medical manufacturers to make repair manuals and specs easy to find and free. We have also reached out to the trade group that represents medical device makers for comment. And now for some related links. We have a link to that iFixit database at our website, marketplacetech.org, as well as more on that letter from USPIRG, which is actually part of that organization's larger Right to Repair push. It's related to consumer electronics, tractors and combines, cars, dishwashers, and now, of course, life-saving medical equipment. And there's no doubt that hospitals and even governments are struggling with this issue. You may remember back in March, the state of California had a stockpile of broken ventilators. And when it wanted to get them fixed, service providers said it would take a month or more. The state ended up turning to a clean energy tech company that got the manuals and fixed hundreds of ventilators in a matter of days. And here's what else we're watching in tech. Shopify may have had to endure partnering with Facebook on Shops, competitor to Shopify's app Shop, but the company is not going quietly into that dark shopping night. On Wednesday, Shopify announced a whole bunch of new features designed to make it easier for merchants to list and get paid for items. There's a local delivery option, installment payments for consumers, even a financing product for small businesses. And you know what? You go, Shopify. Sure, you're up against Amazon and Facebook and Shops versus Shop, but you keep on trucking. We'll be watching. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.